Podcasting from the Chicagoland area, this is Game On with Jackson Stewart, where we discuss men's lifestyle, focusing on sex, fitness, relationships, business, and more. We'll be interviewing the best of the best, the hot shots, and the rising stars in the worlds of modeling, fitness, cooking, and more. Influencers who are discussing keeping it sexy while at the top of their game. I'm your host, Jackson Stewart. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the game.
This is Dale Valor.
This is Pamela Ross.
This is Trinasia.
And you're listening to Game On with Jackson Stewart.
Game On with Jackson Stewart. Killing them!
Follow Game On with Jackson Stewart on YouTube at Game On with Jack, on the official blog www.gameonwithjack.blog, and at the new store www.gameonwithjack.shop. Keep it sexy and game on.
Good people, sexy people, welcome to another podcast edition of Game Out with Jackson Stewart, where I'm your host, bringing to you what I hope is good news, useful tips, and all around advice on how to level up the game. Tonight we're talking about from loser to legend, the art of the turnaround. And we're going to be talking about turnaround strategies, popular times in which that's been used and been helpful, and how you can incorporate this kind of methodology and ideology in your day-to-day life. Got to make sure I invite you guys over to YouTube at Game On With Jack, Patreon.com, Game On With Jack, GameOnWithJack.blog, Twitter, same handle, and also, just released, don't sleep on it, give them some love, we got J2. J2 is the virtual digital avatar of Game On with Jackson Stewart. We're going to be incorporating some ChatGPT, some other cool digital AI tools into bringing you a new kind of interaction and access and level of advice and kind of a cool, sleek face of the future of Game On with Jackson Stewart. So check them out. There's a little post about them on YouTube. Go over there, give them some love. J2 could use it, even if he is a digital construct. So let's get into it, guys. From loser to legend, the art of the turnaround. So here's the question. Game Nation, are you ready to dominate? We're tackling a topic that applies to the playing field, the boardroom, and even the battlefield of life itself, the turnaround strategy. So what is turnaround strategy? Well, simply put, it's the play, it's the pep talk, it's the tactical shift that propels people to a stunning comeback, all right? It's the, it's that move, it's the image in your head of your favorite team trailing at halftime, their spirits crushed, maybe a potential pitch that you thought was going to just fly like an eagle and land and get that business, get that contract. And the pitch is just failing. It's just dying as you show it, the PowerPoint's crashing, whatever it is. In business, it's that rescuing a failing company from financial peril. In health, it's overcoming a chronic illness. In sports, the turnaround strategy is when you come back from being down an entire two quarters for the win. And in life, it's bouncing back from setbacks and ultimately achieving your goals. Why do we need turnarounds? Well, let's face it. Life throws us curveballs. Businesses hit rough patches. We falter. We stumble. Sometimes you get that doctor's report you didn't expect. You thought it was just a little pain or just a cough. Sometimes you think everything's great and you come home and you got divorce papers or so-and-so's walking out on you. So there's a lot of things, a lot of examples where you've gotten a sucker punch, blindsided. You didn't see it coming and boom, here it is in your face. So these curveballs, right? How do we deal with them? And that's why turnaround strategies are crucial. They offer a roadmap out of adversity, a chance to rewrite the narrative and emerge stronger than ever. You know, who doesn't love a good underdog story? You know, where you're down and it looks like you're out, but you come back. I mean, hell, I love, well, almost all the Rocky movies. Five. Ugh. Tommy Gunn, come on now. But all the other ones are just great examples of that turnaround strategy, coming back from almost being knocked out, almost being counted out, and almost being dismissed. So a turnaround strategy is not just a plan, right? It's a battle cry. It might be an internal battle cry, and I recommend don't do a battle cry in an office setting, but it's that battle cry in the face of adversity. It's a way to navigate from defeat towards victory. It applies across diverse arenas, from reviving a failing business to overcoming personal setbacks to bad health reports. It requires not just tactics, but a distinct mentality fueled by resilience, resourcefulness, and unwavering belief. So it's not just a bunch of things to do, but it's the heart behind doing them. You take those two things together and you've got your turnaround strategy. So what do you have to do first? Well, first you got to define the battlefield. You know, you can't fight something that you don't know. If it's business, rescuing a company from financial distress. If it's sports, you got to rally the team from the brink of loss. Health, regaining strength after illness or injury. Personal, bouncing back from challenges and achieving aspirations. So you got to stop and define the battlefield. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? What's going wrong? Where do I want things to go? All right. So you got to see and know the lay of the land. So this requires you to take a beat, take a breath, take a pause, and look at what's going on. Now, as you observe, as you analyze, as you document what's going on, now you got to dig into the heart side of things. You got to get your hope, right? You got to have a roadmap out of adversity, a chance to rewrite the narrative. Why are you doing this? What's pushing you? What's fueling your hope? Empowerment. You got to know the tools that you can use, the tools that you can get to regain control and forge your own path through this obstacle. What's your strength? You know, your strength is what's going to get you out of the challenges, through the challenges, with more resilience and more resources. And so some of the additional pillars of unwavering resolve, some of the steps that are going to help you get through that. Diagnosis. That's an honest assessment. And that honest assessment is key. Identify the root cause of what's wrong, whether it's a flawed product, a toxic team dynamic, self-doubt, whatever it is. You got to take an honest assessment and look at what is jamming you up. Be your own inner Sherlock Holmes. You know, the doctor said I got this prognosis. Well, how did I get here? Maybe I eat bad. Maybe I drink too much. Maybe I smoke too much. This project for the company is crashing. Why? Well, we didn't do our research. Maybe our team sucks. Maybe we didn't meet enough. Maybe we met too much. We're losing this game. Why? well, maybe we're hogging the ball. Maybe we're not running our plays. Maybe we didn't practice enough late. So you got to own up to it. Own up to your part in this situation. Next up, you got to take action. You got to develop a tailored strategy, not a generic one, not one that's going to work for everybody. It's got to just work for you. This might involve some bold innovation, some cost cutting, some leadership changes, and even a complete overhaul. So think strategically, not realistically. And action can require you to do some things that you're not comfortable doing, but that's okay because you're in a bad situation that's making you uncomfortable anyway. Maybe too much comfort got you here. And it's time for you to radically change the game, flip the script, however you want to say it. Next up, after diagnosis and action, you got to do execution. You got to translate your plan into action. So this is going to demand discipline. This is going to demand clear communication. This is going to demand an unwavering belief that victory is still possible, no matter how bad it looks. We can still win this game. We can still land that contract. We can still make this relationship work. I can still get healthy. I can still beat this disease. So you got to be your own field general. You got to be your own troops. You got to be your own cheerleading team. You got to lead yourself or your team with unwavering resolve. There is no other option. There is no other future but you winning. Now, we know that sometimes you have this mentality and you'd still lose. But at that moment, you got to be like a thing of iron. You got to be like a laser beam with focus and belief. So mentality matters. And aspects of mentality, you got to embrace the challenge. Don't shy away from adversity. Don't see it as, you know, an obstacle that's going to beat you to the ground and tear you apart. Don't see it as the boogeyman that you can't get around. Don't see it as this is the end of all things because this knows all your weaknesses and all your mistakes. No, see this as an opportunity to grow and to rise stronger. All right. See this as an opportunity to come out of this adversity, to turn this around and be better than you were an hour ago or 20 minutes ago or before this meeting started or whatever it is. Stay focused and undeterred. So distraction is an enemy, because while you're over there slugging out, you know, this mud fest, right, this bad situation, things pop up that can try and take you off this path, this laser-like focus you've got. Keep your eyes on the prize. Prioritize. If something pops up, does it have to be dealt with right now? Or can we deal with this later? Trust your strategy and stick to it. Make sure you learn from your setbacks. Analyze your mistakes. Adapt your approach and never give up. And as much as you have to have a specifically tailored strategy to turn things around, you also have to have a strategy that can morph and that you can alter in the moment. Because rigidity can also equal failure. You got to be flexible. Celebrate milestones. You know, one of the keys to turning around in the face of adversity is that you know what it's like to win. You know what you got to do. Maybe you've won only in practice. Maybe you've only won when you had a team of the right people with you. But you want to make sure that you've celebrated your wins so you know what to pull on. You know that you can do this because you've done it before. Every victory, big or small, fuels your confidence and momentum. So you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your team, because this is your ultimate weapon. Having unwavering faith in your ability to overcome, celebrating your milestones, learning from setbacks, staying focused and undeterred, and embracing the challenge are all aspects of how mentality matters and the whole idea of turnaround strategy. And it's important that, you know, a lot of times people are worried about celebrating their wins because they don't want to look arrogant or egotistical. And that's not the case. When you celebrate what you've done, you can do so without being arrogant. You deserve to celebrate a win. But as you celebrate that win, you're imprinting on your brain, I can do this next time. I can do this if it's something similar. And that's all that confidence really is a chain of your successes that you can reach back on to remind yourself that you can do this because you've done it before. If you've never done something like this exactly before, you've done something close enough that you can pull it off. Remember, turnaround strategies are not magic spells. They require hard work, strategic thinking, and a mentality that refuses to accept defeat. So you got to step onto the field of life, diagnose your challenges, and execute your own incredible turnaround, because victory awaits the unwavering. The core pillars of turnaround strategies, God, it keeps getting hard to say. Like I said, diagnosis, action, innovation, execution. And let's look at some of history's greatest turnarounds. I mean, come on. Apple, right? Steve Jobs, he comes back. Apple went from near bankruptcy to the world's most valuable company. They looked at their issue. You know, Jobs looked at the fact that their issue of lack of innovation was killing the company. And he and the people, you know, in that upper tier at Apple took some bold actions with iconic products like the iPod and the iPhone. And I'm old enough to remember when the iPhone dropped, everybody was like, what the hell is this thing? Now, it's part of culture. But Apple took a risk. And they turned things around. The great Nelson Mandela, all right, great turnaround strategy. The civil rights leader, the politician, the man of the people, was in prison for 27 years for standing up against apartheid, standing up against injustice. That could have broken anybody, but he turned it around. He learned while he was in prison. He still reached out while he was in prison, and he came out and he united a divided nation. He could have came out bitter. He could have came out defeated. He diagnosed apartheid's root cause and its causes and implemented a reconciliation strategy. He won the Nobel Peace Prize and he brought his beloved country back together. Or actually together, not back together. It was never together in the first place until he did what he did. In sports, 2004, Boston Red Sox getting beat 3-0. In the ALC Championship Series, and they diagnosed their choke artist label and adopted a one-game-at-a-time mentality. The result? Epic comeback, World Series victory. Business. And this one speaks my heart. Starbucks. Once facing closure. Yes, Starbucks was once a losing horse. Nobody was going to Starbucks. They were not making money. And they diagnosed a disconnect with their core customers. So they took a step back. They refocused on quality coffee, in-store experience. They sparked a global resurgence. And now, once again, Starbucks, like Apple, it's part of our culture. Even if you don't like coffee, you still might go to Starbucks for other drinks, maybe to study, maybe for their desserts, their pastries, whatever. I knew when I saw Starbucks in one of the cities I grew up in, the hood, I'm like, damn, Starbucks has really made it. Starbucks is no longer that bougie coffee place. It's in every person's coffee place. Now, this next example, I mean, you got to look at the fact that he ultimately did really screw things up. But from a health standpoint, the athlete, the discredited athlete, Lance Armstrong, battled cancer, was diagnosed with a complete lifestyle overhaul. Yes, he did work hard. Yes, he did come up with a new training regime. He defied the odds and became a cycling champion. Now, yes, he did do some cheating and some doping, but we cannot take away from the fact that the man did beat some insurmountable odds with his health. And you can look all through history, and maybe you can look at your own personal history or history that's close to you, people in your family who turn things around. So when you go to diagnose, you got to diagnose honestly. What's holding you back? What's causing you to lose? Procrastination, self-doubt, or limiting belief? When you build your plan, set smart goals. Set goals that you can win, even if it's one step at a time. You know, identify resources that you have right there at your fingertips and resources that you can get. and break down big tasks into actionable steps. Lastly, execute with passion. Stay committed, celebrate milestones. Don't be afraid to adapt your plan as needed. Adapting a plan doesn't mean that you're not staying true to the plan, that you're not treating the plan like concrete. But even concrete to some degree shifts a little bit, but you're still keeping your target, your goal in mind. You're still keeping your target, your goal in your eyesight. You may have to maneuver a little bit on the way there, but that's just a sign of a good leader. Remember that turnarounds are not magic. Like I said before, they're not about waving wands or silver bullets, but they're about resilience, being resourceful, being able to be realistic while at the same time being optimistic. And the two things can exist. You can realistically look at a bad situation, but optimistically implement a plan and head towards victory. You can do that. You can turn around just by any situation. Now, you might not win 100%, but you might lose a lot less and you might win a little bit more. In addition to being realistic and being optimistic, you got to have belief that you can turn this around. If the doctor comes back with a bad diagnosis, you got to believe that you can fix this situation. You got to go at it with a veracity and a ferocity and a fierceness, almost as if you're in a fight for your life. And maybe it is just a project at work, but damn it, treat it like it's the only project you've got. And that kind of intensity, that kind of passion, especially if you can keep it positive and not look like a raving lunatic, that kind of passion is infectious. You can turn a whole team of kind of like slackers and deadbeats into a group of warriors ready to kick ass and take names. Whether it be a pickup basketball team at the park, or it be, you know, your executive committee at work, or it be your family as they try and rally around you, or they try and deal with this horrible diagnosis you just got. Or whether it be, you know, your significant other and you guys are trying to struggle with your relationship. Be the fire. Turn shit around. And I remember the first car I ever learned how to drive on, didn't have power steering. And if you've never driven a car without power steering, you feel every turn. Like you are struggling to move that thing. But I just remember being conscious of every effort to turn it. And it gave me an appreciation for what it's like when I'm trying to turn a situation around in life. I don't go for a giant swooping turn. I go for small turns and small turns. I go from big tasks and goals to small tasks and goals until eventually I've gotten what I want to get. And everybody's like, oh, wow, I didn't know this was happening. No, it was a turnaround strategy, but it was subtle. So lastly, you know, you got to make sure that you realize you can turn this around. You step out there on that field of life, diagnose your challenges, execute your own incredible turnaround strategy. And as always, you know, make sure you keep it sexy and game on.